Good morning. Are you awake? Or is this still part of that weird dream you were having?
This is a huge pickle.
Carson and Kennedy begins now.
If you're just tuning in, here's what we know.
Oh, it's a disaster.
What is that?
Like you don't know.
Wake up, wake up, wake up!
Huh? What?
Wake up! Don't want to sleep through your big day.
This happens every day.
It happens every day.
My word, what a gorgeous way to wake up.
Good morning, dinguses.
Some days don't you want to just wake up and say,
all right, ladies, buckle up.
It's showtime.
It is Wednesday, August 6, 2025. Good morning, Kenneth.
Good morning.
Good to see you.
Good to be seen.
Producer Dan off on vacation this week. Speaking of obsessions, I have a problem that's unfolding in my life.
I'm so here for this. I think I know what it is.
What is it?
Is it that you're getting addicted to your video game? And you want to play it more than you should, and you look up and it's been 3 hours. If there's nobody at home to keep you straight and say we have things to do, that you could stay there all day. I'm just speaking from my experience.
No, that's interesting. No, because I'm still, one of my games hasn't arrived yet. So once that game shows up,
arrived.
I'm sure. Yeah.
Aren't they all like online and you just get it downloaded?
Yeah, but you can buy them. They're a little bit less expensive if you buy the disc.
All right.
And the
going old thing, school?
Yeah.
You can blow on it if it goes wrong?
That is correct.
I'm here for
yes.
It.
No, but okay. You're close.
Okay.
Is golf.
Oh, that's good though. You're outside, you're touching grass. You're breathing in fresh air. You're not in front of a screen. Like, if you're going to have a bad habit, let it mm-hmm. be that.
Yeah, I guess. It's
going for a walk every day. Then there's your mental health walk that maybe get interrupted by a bad putt.
I do walk. I have taken to, I don't really ride in a cart anymore.
Yeah.
Lana got me a smaller golf bag from my maybe
do you have like
father's.
A little rollery thing on it?
No, I don't do a roller thing. Uh-huh. I just carry it. It's small. It's not very heavy. Although I notice a lot of guys my age have the rollery thing. And then the very
Why wouldn't you?
And then the fancy.
Work smarter, not harder.
The fancy guys have a rollery thing that has a motor.
That's
hilarious. And they have a remote control. So they're walking around the course.
Stop it. It's like on a Roomba?
Yes.
No.
It's crazy.
You have to get one.
I'm like, that seems like a lot.
No, it's really stupid, but I'm here for it.
Yeah, I guess.
I want videos of you and your robot bag, like coming into work. Like, take it everywhere with you. Take it to Home Depot. Have it pick up stuff
maybe
for you.
Maybe one day, but I'm not quite there yet. But it's just, it's gotten out of control, my obsession with this ridiculous game.
No, I don't think there's anything out of control about it. I think it's wonderful.
But, I mean, I enjoy it sometimes. And as I play more and I get a little bit better, and then I make terrible shots, which I still tend to do a lot, it makes it even more frustrating because, you know, I'll hit like two or three. You know, I'll come out, like I played yesterday afternoon, and I parred the first two holes, like boom, boom, two fours. And then I think in the next hole I had like a nine.
It's a game of millimeters, though. You can't let yourself get upset about it. It's a game that people take years to craft and finesse.
Oh, I know.
This isn't something that will happen overnight, no matter how natural you might have as a swing or
whatever.
Well,
I don't have anything natural.
I've
had all of three lessons in my life, I think.
Well, you know.
So it's just trying to teach yourself, which is probably not smart either.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe a lesson would be nice, but at the same time, just getting outside is so good for you, man. So even if it's, like they say, a good walk ruined, I think it's still good to be outside and doing something for yourself. It's really important.
And now I have multiple apps.
What's the app? What do you use the app for?
Well, I use one. It's called 18 Birdies, and it's kind of like a GPS situation.
Oh, so it can let you, like it knows the hole, so it can tell you what to do?
Well, it doesn't.
Give you advice, I should say.
Yeah, it tells you distances, which is important.
Do you have one of those things you look through and it tells you the distance?
No, so that's what the 18 Birdies app does.
Really?
Yes.
That's wild.
I don't know that it does it as well as one of those devices.
Right, but it knows the course and it knows where you're standing. So
yeah, you punch it all in and then it's like, oh, it can see where you are and the flag is approximately this far away.
Getting help is good.
Right, so, and now I have a second app.
Okay.
Because there's something called, I don't even know how it's pronounced, GHIN.
Spell it.
GHIN.
Okay.
To the internet she goes.
Golf Handicap Information Network.
Yes.
All right.
And so now you keep track of all of your scores so that you know what your handicap is.
So if you're getting better, so it can show. Okay.
I guess.
Important to keep track of things if you want to.
Yeah.
Or if you're just doing it for fun, who cares?
Right. And so.
Don't keep score. Play for yourself.
You can't not keep score. That's
sure
the
can.
Whole point of the game.
Eh.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
To not keep score.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to keep score.
What if you just didn't keep score and just did a game just on pure vibes?
Oh.
What do you think would happen if you didn't have that pressure to be writing it down on a little card with that little pencil?
Well,
putting it into
I'd
your
do
little
it digitally. Lap. Yeah, I don't know. What's the point then?
To enjoy something.
Huh. Never thought of it like that.
To enjoy the beauty and majesty of the golf course at which you play.
Nope.
To enjoy the camaraderie of the folks in which you have a foursome.
Nope. I'm too competitive with myself.
Well,
that's interesting.
You know,
why play any
it.
Game then if you're not keeping score?
Just because it's fun. Games, by their very nature, are supposed to be fun. When you think of the word game, don't you think fun?
Yeah, but if you don't keep score of the game, what's the point of the game?
To have fun. To do
that's
something
that's not
for
the
yourself.
Point of the game. Well, it's to have fun and win.
That you might improve.
Yes, all those things are true.
If you let go of it, maybe you'll improve a little.
But if you don't...
I hear what you're saying, but maybe one out of every five don't keep score. Just have fun. See how it goes. See how you feel at the end.
I can't do it.
All right.
I appreciate your,
well, that's fine,
your zen.
Whatever works for
I
you.
I can't do it. I got to keep score.
All right.
I got to keep score. Then last night I'm in there.
It's a Google Sheet document coming out hot.
Tracking all my score because I got to now go back to all of my past rounds and load them into this new app.
So, buddy, if it brings you joy, then
I don't know if it brings me joy, but I'm now hooked.
Good.
Yeah, now I'm hooked.
It could be worse. You could have very, very many worse prices.
I know. All right, good news in the Good Vibe Tribe this morning. We're going to meet Miss New Hampshire Volunteer 2025-2026.
She is a powerhouse, friends.
She is. You'll hear her story and how you can help her out with some fundraising in the Good Vibe Tribe next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Sophia Sargent joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Great.
Good.
So listen to this. Sophia currently serves as Miss New Hampshire Volunteer 2026.
Amazing. I mean, that alone just sounds so cool.
It's been really fun so far. It's only been like 2 weeks, but let me tell you, we've really hit the ground running with fundraising for St. Jude.
Yeah, so that's what you're here to talk about. You are participating in the St. Jude Walk at Boston Common on September 27th. How did you get involved with St. Jude? Why is that important to you?
Yeah, so when I was crowned Miss New Hampshire Volunteer 2026, it is a big national partner of the Miss Volunteer America organization. Between them and the Salvation Army, we do work with them all year long. And, you know, I'm really excited to be able to give funds to such a great cause. I mean, trying to find a cure to childhood cancer, I mean, who doesn't want to support something like that? And, you know, the parents don't pay a single bill. All of this money goes straight to the families. That way they can worry about their children and what matters at that moment in time. So throughout this year as a title holder, it's my goal to help them as much as possible, and I'm really excited.
Can you talk a little bit about what it is to be Miss New Hampshire Miss New Hampshire Volunteer? What was included in that?
Of course. So it started a couple of years ago. Like, I'm only the fifth Miss New Hampshire volunteer ever. So we are new, we are growing, and we were created by Allison and Jay DeMarcus. And Jay DeMarcus is a part of Rascal Flatts, so it's kind of fun. We have like a country music connection. But, you know, basically my year is what I make of it. We do all sorts of events, especially around Christmas time with Salvation Army, St. Jude. But one big thing I'll also be pushing this year is my Serve initiative, which is kind of the thing that we're passionate about. We choose something as a title holder and we get to run with it. And for me, it's Lyme disease awareness. And I know that Justin Timberlake has been in the news quite a bit recently with his diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's often overlooked. So I'm really going to use my year to raise funds to further down the line start a nonprofit of my own so I can help people with Lyme disease. I was diagnosed in 2023, and so was all of my immediate family. We all had different symptoms. So making sure people kind of understand what to do when they see a tick bite and if they think they have Lyme, what they can do is really my mission, alongside helping St. Jude and the Salvation Army through my year.
Girl, you are scary. I cannot wait until you're president. I will vote for you. I will stump for you. You tell me what you need, and Auntie is here.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
And wow. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, Kennedy, but Sophia has a radio background as well.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you working in radio now? What do you do?
Mm-hmm. So I am currently working in New Hampshire on a country station. I'm really transitioning into more of the social media, health and wellness space, but to be well-rounded in the media world, I like to try everything.
She's a machine.
I can't wait to see what you do next. So you make sure that you keep us in your circle. Let us know what's happening. All right?
I absolutely will. And for everybody to kind of donate or join the team, you can go to walk.stjude.org/missNHVol25.
Fantastic. Or you can text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, and we will text you back a link. Sophia Sargent, you are now officially a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woo! Woo! Thank you for having me this morning.
Anytime. It was great to meet you.
Excellent. You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now, 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy.
Dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. Your founding father, Alex Cooper, and her Unwell brand are coming to Fenway on Friday. And they are not just taking over the ballpark. They are taking over all of Lansdowne Street.
They did a big event there. Was it last year that they did it, or was it the beginning of this year?
I don't know.
Yeah, they've done one, and it was insane, the people that showed up. The fans showed up for her, for sure.
Community. So it's Big Al's Block Party. There will be giveaways, live music, carnival games, and more. The Unwell Foundation supports organizations making mental health more accessible to women who need it most. I don't know how much of what happens here goes there, but she has this foundation, which is fantastic.
Right.
So this is one of those things, like if you want the ticket to the game and you want the free thing at the door, it's no longer a free thing at the door. You have to pay extra for the ticket now.
Right.
That's just the way these things work. So the Jersey collab tickets cost $48. There's a Grand Slam package that includes a whole bunch of stuff, which is $149. It's going to be at Game On, Bleacher Bar, Lansdowne Pub, Bill's Bar, Loretta's Last Call. Each stop will be hosted by a talent from the Unwell fam and themed to one of their hydration flavors, which is her drink.
Her brand, yeah.
And they say all ages are welcome, so there you go.
They're just taking over all of Lansdowne.
That's awesome.
And have we heard any more about, you know, all of the stuff that she alleged with her soccer coach at BU?
Nope.
Just kind of all went away?
Yep.
Hmm. Interesting.
Well, you know, like 100 other women came out and said, I've had no problem. And then one other gal, I believe, came out and said, I did. So I don't know what's happening there.
Right. It's all kind of quiet.
Yeah.
Interesting. Thank you, Kennedy.
Sure. So 2026 Super Bowl halftime show will be here before we know it. And there's a financial exchange called Kalshi, which I guess does this sort of a thing, having odds as to who will be the next performer at the Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, can I make some guesses?
Give it to me.
Let's see. In 2026, who's Sabrina Carpenter?
She is on the list, but down on the list.
Okay. Ozzy's off the list. Maroon 5. They've got a new album coming. Ed Sheeran.
No.
Huh. I don't know. They're staying more in the hip-hop world, I feel like. I don't know.
Well, the odds-on favorite is Jay-Z, since he curates it.
Oh,
it's kind of
yeah,
his game.
Okay.
Followed by Post Malone at 25%. Miley Cyrus at 23%. Bad Bunny at 14%. And Metallica, your favorite, at 13%. Further down the list, Morgan Wallen, Dua Lipa, Sabrina Carpenter, Taylor Swift. Yeah, right. Drake, Billie Eilish, and the Foo Fighters.
Morgan Wallen would be a huge hit for a lot of fans.
It would be a big thing there. And just really quick, like, if you're going to be on Nantucket come September, they're filming a new Elin Hildebrand novel. This one's called The Five-Star Weekend for Peacock. It stars Jennifer Garner. It is their select board is set to consider a filming proposal that will allow crews to shoot all over the island from September to October. And if approved, they probably go to places like the Chicken Box, Bartlett's Farms, so on and so forth. Garner plays Hollis Shaw, a famed food influencer known for her delicious recipes, impeccable taste, and warm demeanor. But after a devastating loss, she heads home to invite a group of friends from various seasons of her life.
My wife loves these books.
And that's what I got.
All right. Thank you, Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Billy from Cumberland, Rhode Island.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
We kick Kennedy out, please, Billy.
Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
Five trivia questions, all pop culture. You get more right than Kennedy, you score yourself $100. You tie Kennedy. That's a loss for you. She's now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes.
The second season premiere of Wednesday is tonight. What classic TV show is Wednesday a spinoff of?
The Addams Family.
Paris Hilton's husband gave her a pink and white, fully customized private jet for her birthday. It even has the phrase, "That's hot," stenciled on the side. What was the name of the reality show that Hilton starred in from 2003 to 2007?
I don't know.
Question number three. Tom Holland says he wore his grandmother's fishnets during the infamous lip sync battle performance. He was known for playing a Marvel superhero in the 2000s. Who did he play?
Spider-Man.
Question number four. Finn Wolfhard says a Stranger Things spinoff would probably be something like David Lynch's Twin Peaks, and it wouldn't even mention Hawkins, Indiana, or the characters from the original series. Who plays 11 in Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
And Josh Brolin is down for a Goonies sequel, but he doesn't want to do anything that will taint the memory of the original. Who directed the Goonies? Excuse me.
I have no idea.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy!
What is Billy? Is Billy short for something?
No, it's my full name. My parents wanted to name me after Billie Holiday, and my mom didn't want to give me the name Wilhelmina.
So is it
Billy? I love that.
B-I-L-L-I-E, then?
Yeah.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Billy got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yep, she's very good. These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The second season premiere of Wednesday is tonight. What classic TV show is Wednesday a spinoff of?
The Addams Family.
Yes, tied at 1. Paris Hilton's husband gave her a pink and white, fully customized private jet for her birthday.
Have you seen the pictures?
No.
My guy, you need to go look. Not one detail went missing.
Oh, really? Knocked it out of the park?
Like her initials engraved into the seatbelts. Yeah.
Okay. So
it says
I know
that's
I want.
Hot when you're flying over. Underneath, it says that's hot.
What was the name of the reality show that Hilton starred on from 2003 to 2007?
Simple Life.
2-1. Question number three. Tom Holland says he wore his grandmother's fishnet stockings during the infamous lip sync battle when he did Rihanna's Umbrella. Wasn't it Umbrella?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Oh my God. Go watch that video if you
get a chance.
No, it's so good. You've never seen it. He was known for playing a Marvel superhero in the 2000s. Who did he play?
He's Spider-Man.
3-2. Question number four. Finn Wolfhard says a Stranger Things spinoff would probably be something like David Lynch's Twin Peaks, and it wouldn't even mention Hawkins, Indiana, or characters from the original series. Who plays 11 in Stranger Things?
Millie Bobby Brown.
4-3. Question number five. Josh Brolin is down for a Goonies sequel, but he doesn't want it to do anything that will taint the memory of the original.
Smart.
Who directed the Goonies?
Who directed the Goonies?
Yes.
Was it Steven Spielberg?
It was Steven Spielberg. Nice guess, Ooh. Kennedy. Wow. All right, 5-3 is the final score, Billy. She's pretty good, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I usually beat her when I try driving to work.
It's always that. We always hear that in the car.
It's hard with the lights on, that's for sure.
Well, you're not walking away empty-handed. You don't get the $100, but you did win yourself a pair of tickets to go see The Wiz playing from August 12th Ooh. To the 24th at Citizens Opera House. For tickets, visit BroadwayInBoston.com. So enjoy that show, okay? All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Billy from Cumberland, Rhode Island, and I can't be.
Carson and Kennedy.
Kennedy thinks she may have stumbled onto something that might be very enlightening to us all.
Well, you were talking earlier this morning about that you were getting really into golf, which I love because, you know, it's something you're outside, you're touching grass, you're not on your screen. Like, it's good to be outdoors, yeah? Mm. But that you have times where you get frustrated with your play, you know? And so, like, you could have a couple good holes and then one that ruins the day for you. And so my question was maybe, do you believe that you could just play a game without keeping score?
Then
just for the pure joy of it.
What is the point then?
Because you enjoy playing golf.
I do enjoy playing.
So just the joy of being out in nature, hearing the birds, smelling the grass freshly cut, the nice ranger driving by, girls with beers. Like, just enjoy it. I don't know. It's just an idea.
But the enjoyment I get...
I am not a mental health professional, but...
The enjoyment I get is seeing my progression getting better.
Right, but that's something you can feel. And, you know, you might notice that if you're not worried about a score, you might swing a little more naturally or with a little less concern about it all, you know?
What is the point to keeping score at anything in life?
I don't know.
Beth is from Andover. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
What do you think about Kennedy's idea? We just keeping track of score.
I love it, actually, because guess what? You get to be present and just enjoy what you're doing.
You know?
But I said that if you do it for the competitive rush or the external validation or ego strokes, then you'll just want to win. But if you do it because you love the game and can be present, then you can just play.
I'm doing it for both, though. And it's not really about anybody else's score. It's about me. It is about how I am trying to get better. So when I keep track of these things, how far I hit the ball, what my score is.
And I understand
it is feeding
all of
my
that.
Own need to improve.
Okay. And that's who you are. Like that, you picked up a guitar one day and you said, I'm going to play guitar.
Right.
And now you play guitar.
Yes.
So I get it. When you get into something, you're in it. But and I understand the wanting to get better, but I'm not saying do it all the time.
Right.
I'm just saying maybe, you know, if you walk into the golf course and you're feeling that anxiety already or whatever that feeling is in your solar plexus that says, nah, then maybe say, you know what? I'm not keeping score today.
But that's how I know I'm alive. Thank you, Beth.
You know you're alive because you're breathing air.
Christy's from Abington. What do you think about this sense of enlightenment that we're getting from Kennedy here about keeping score?
I don't know. I was thinking, what if we stop keeping score of Can't Beat Kennedy?
I'm fine with that. This was something they made us do.
But how do we know if somebody wins or loses and we give away Sal's money if we're not keeping score,
Kennedy?
Well,
but this is a specific thing upon which we're trying to give people money. So I'd love to give people money if we can.
Right.
But I'm speaking, this isn't something they do every day.
They get the money.
Yeah, just who cares about the score? Just give them the money if they can get it.
If I was a bajillionaire and ran this station, I'd say sure. But honey, they'd run us out of here if I start just handing out hundies three times a day. I'm sorry. I love what you're saying, though.
I have multiple apps to keep track of my scores now.
And that's okay. If it's something that brings you joy at the end of the day, that's all
right.
That matters. And I stand by that statement.
Sure.
If it brings you joy and it doesn't hurt somebody else, then why not? But I challenge you maybe. Just try it. See how many holes you can get through.
I couldn't do it. Even when I don't keep score, I'm keeping score in my head. I'm like, oh, I'm one over, I'm one under, I'm two over. Like it's just in the fabric of who I am as a person. I don't know if I get that from my family, the competitive thing in me.
Mom
and my dad.
And your marriage. You guys are very competitive human beings in your home. That's just who you are. So I get it. And that's why I think if you could try and do it.
617-655-1234. You can call or text from the 774 from Aaron the Trash Guy, Kennedy.
Yeah.
What's next? Betting with nothing on the line?
No. Oh.
Or paying to go to Fenway to watch teams practice? Can't have it. Need to keep score.
Okay. I mean, I understand all of it. I'm just saying once in a while, just play for the love of the game.
Do you play and you don't keep score? Nobody does that. I don't believe.
I don't know. I don't play anything.
617-655-1234. Yeah, you do. You play Campy Kennedy. We can see right there. 6,231 wins. 455 losses.
But it doesn't... But this does nothing to my mental health.
Right.
This does nothing to me anxiety-wise.
Right.
You know, it did in the beginning, but it doesn't anymore. I know This is different. It's not my money.
Carson and Kennedy.
I'm getting a little too obsessed with the game of golf and just trying to get better. And so I have one app that I keep track of my shots and how far I hit each one. Mm-hmm. And it has GPS in it. Mm-hmm. And then I have another app where I keep my complete score. Mm-hmm.
And I think all those things
are
great.
So I can see how I'm progressing as I'm trying to get better.
Yeah.
And Kennedy has suggested maybe just go out there and whack a ball.
Yes. We got a really good text. Can I read it? From the 781. When I started playing golf again, I made an agreement with my sister that I would pick up my ball when I got frustrated. And I would not keep score until I felt good enough so that I could relax and enjoy the game. Now I vary between the two, keeping score or not. It allows me to relax and remove pressure. And I am very competitive with myself.
That is a two-stroke penalty.
Okay.
Alicia from Nashua. Okay. Good morning.
All right. Sounds good.
Good.
Hi.
So what happened with your best friend?
So she had a very serious neck injury a little over a year ago and was my golfing friend before. That's how we met. They just bought a golf house in Georgia. They still golf up here in Nashua. And she made the decision yesterday that she was going to try to come out with me and play nine and take it easy. Just with me, so there was no pressure from the hubby or anybody else. And she still kept score. There was one hole that was, you know, a little intimidating. Like you said, she picked up the ball, so you just shook it off. But even in her situation where it was, all I want to make sure is I could do this game, her validation for I can do it was she shot a 54 in the end. Not too shabby.
That's fantastic. Yay! Sounds like we have a lot of women that play golf, Kennedy, that listen to this show. That's what
it
sounds like. Maybe we should do the Carson and Kennedy golf outing one day.
I will drive the golf cart. Because
I think you would be...
I have a very natural swing, I've been told, but I do not have the patience.
Mm-hmm.
I do not. And so I know this
about
me.
Practice what you preach. Just go out there and go...
But it's not for me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like if I found something for... I like to go hiking in the
Kennedy.
Woods.
It's like a hike, except you get to whack a ball every once in a while.
You know, I just take a stick and I whack a tree and I feel better. And then apologize to the tree, of course.
I like this idea of a ladies only golf outing.
You and the ladies?
Yes, just all women that listen to this show going around.
Take
over a golf course and just whack a ball.
Or maybe we should just go to a driving range to start.
No. We want to be out on the course. We want to have the full experience. Our good friend B-Side wants to talk about not keeping score of stuff. What's up, B-Side?
So my thing is I'm not a golfer, but I'm a mini golfer. And there is a said trophy in our house that gets passed between the two of us when one of us wins the mini golf day. But... I think you should treat it like mini golf. If you par too many, just forget about it. Just be like, mulligan, just go on to the next hole. Goodbye. Just forget about it.
The thing, though, is this is way too much time. I mean, mini golf, you can get in and out in 35 minutes.
It's true.
Playing 18 holes of golf is like 3.5 to 5 hours of your life.
Right, but... Can you just find a way each hole to be like, well, there's a pretty bird, or wow, this grass sure feels. Take off your shoes, Carson.
Thank you, B-Side. Jeff is from Bedford. Good morning, Jeff.
How you doing, Carson?
Good. What are you thinking about enlightened Kennedy and not keeping track of scores?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, well, I've tried it, and then I feel guilty that I didn't keep score, when I do bad. But, however... You know, when you're golfing, if you have 5 good hits during the entire round, you forget about all the bad ones. And that's what makes you keep coming back.
Oh, no, it's definitely that way, for sure. But also, I got to see how I'm doing.
But,
I got to see my
progress. But you know that intuitively. Like, you know what you're hitting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But just, I don't know.
It happened to me the past month or so. I wasn't doing well. I'm like, should I give this up? I don't play well. Am I getting worse? And then I waited a few weeks, came back and played and shot a much better round. So, you know, but you still want to keep track.
All right. Thank you for that. We appreciate it, Jeff.
Bye.
Bye.
Laura's from Wilmington, and you're a runner, right?
I am. So I've been a runner for years and years, and I ran competitively in high school and college. And I feel like it sucked the joy out of the sport for me, constantly worrying about my pace and what place I finished in, and did I get a PR? So as I've gotten older, I've learned to run without a watch.
Nice.
And I've never been happier.
Nice.
I feel like, yes, I've like rediscovered my love of running because I finally stopped worrying about my pace.
That's awesome.
You know, my wife won't go out and walk steps or run or anything without her watch on because she feels like if it doesn't track on her watch and she doesn't time it and doesn't get her steps, that it doesn't count.
Correct. There is that vibe. But this constant need to be checking and making sure and whatever, right. It stops you, as you say, from enjoying something you really loved. I love that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Real quick, let me grab Angelina from Swampscott. What happened with your boyfriend?
Yeah, he is a golfer, and his whole family is a golf family, and they just played in a championship together, and he lost really bad, but his cousin just won, so he's been really in his head about it, but, like, all the time we go out, and we don't keep score, and it's the best he ever plays when we don't keep score.
Yeah, yeah. Pressure gets to you, man. It's like when you call in for Campy Kennedy, the pressure gets to you. Just have fun, kids, if you call in for Campy Kennedy. Just have fun.
What's your husband's name? What's his handicap?
He's just my boyfriend.
Oh, does he want to play? I need somebody who's better than me to give me some tips. Couple of text messages, Kennedy.
Yeah.
From the 781, what I'm hearing is there needs to be a Carson and Kennedy golf charity tournament of some sort with the proceeds going to Hey Sam.
I love it.
Somebody else from the 508, I second the notion of a driving range outing. You can call it Carson Drives Kennedy Crazy.
Oh! Yep.
It's pretty good.
Mini golf, much more my scene.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Madison from Abington.
Hi, Madison.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing, good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Madison. You get more right than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, though, you know what happens.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing. We're not even keeping score anymore. Who needs to keep score of anything anymore, right? We just play for fun.
Yeah.
Here we go. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Christina Applegate is home after being hospitalized with a double kidney infection. She's best known for her work on a Fox sitcom that ran from 1987 to 1997. Can you name that sitcom?
I don't got it.
All right, question number two. Terry Reid has passed away at the age of 75. He could have been a singer in Led Zeppelin. Who was Led Zeppelin's actual lead singer?
Yeah, I don't know.
Intern Matt coming in hot with these questions this morning. Hold on. You have something. Hang on. Let me turn your mic on there, Mac. Yes, Mac. What did you want to say?
Oh, I was just going to say, like, I'm not even going to deny it. I'm just holding a grudge this morning. I'm very sorry.
Question number three. ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network, the NFL Red Zone, and other media assets, and the NFL is getting 10% equity in ESPN. ESPN's headquarters is in New England. Which state is it located in?
It's in Connecticut.
Question number four. Hulk Hogan's estranged daughter, Brooke, thinks her dad's death was suspicious. Hogan was known for his work in the WWE. What is WWE's largest yearly event called?
WrestleMania.
Question number five. Jack White has completed his mission of visiting every Major League Baseball stadium, including Boston's iconic Fenway Park. Is Fenway over or under 100 years old?
Over.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Man, you finished strong, Madison. Great work.
Thanks.
Kennedy, well, welcome back.
Hello.
We didn't keep track of the score, Kennedy. It just didn't seem important today.
Do you feel better about it?
Yeah, it feels great.
Was it fun?
It was fun. All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Bless you. Yeah.
But she did get 3 out of 5 right.
Well done, friend.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Christina Applegate is home after being hospitalized with a double kidney infection. She's best known for her work on a Fox sitcom that ran from 1987 to 1997. Can you name the sitcom?
Married with Children.
1-0. Singer Terry Reid has passed away at the age of 75. He could have been the singer for Led Zeppelin. Who was Led Zeppelin's actual lead singer?
Robert Plant.
2-0. Question number three. ESPN is acquiring the NFL Network, the NFL Red Zone, and other media assets, and the NFL is getting 10% equity stake in ESPN.
Okay.
ESPN's headquarters is in New England. Which state is it in?
It's in Connecticut.
3-1. Question number four. Hulk Hogan's estranged daughter, Brooke, thinks her dad's death was suspicious.
That's crazy.
Hogan was known for his work in the WWE. What is the WWE's largest yearly event called?
SummerSlam?
WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania.
3-2. Question number five.
What is that, in the fall?
SummerSlam is, yeah. Yeah, SummerSlam is like in the off season.
It just happened last weekend.
Yeah, but WrestleMania is the big one.
I see.
Jack White has completed his mission of visiting every Major League Baseball park, including Fenway Park. Is Fenway over or under 100 years old?
Over.
113 years old. That is correct. Kennedy gets the win 4-3, but we're not keeping track of the score around here.
I mean, some things you can't help but do,
I know.
But some things you can, my guy.
Well, Madison, we appreciate you listening and calling into play this morning. Unfortunately, you don't get the money. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Madison from Abington, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Nice job, Madison.
Carson and Kennedy.
So we didn't get to this yesterday on the show, but somebody texted in. They're like, hey, Carson and Kennedy, what do you think the song of the summer is? And I started thinking for a minute. I was like, you know, that's a great question because I don't know. I don't know that we've had one. I was looking like at the list.
Like all of the stuff that we're playing is kind of like sad and a little maudlin or just quiet. Like it's not like a banger.
2019 Song of the Summer.
I got the horses in the back.
I mean, it was a phenomenon.
Yeah, it really was.
Lil Nas X was everywhere. Billy Ray Cyrus is everywhere.
Completely restarted his career.
Just breaking records.
Yeah.
Like we'll never forget that Song of the Summer. Bad Guy was also that summer. Great song, but not the Song of the Summer. 2021, Kennedy. You're going to love this one.
Oh, yes.
BTS, Butter.
Yes.
The K-pop of it all.
Well, they're coming back, too. Yeah.
2022, as it was from Harry Styles. I mean, Harry Styles was just everywhere.
That really was the summer.
Last year was kind of interesting because it was actually 3 songs that could have been Song of the Summer because I had Some Help from Post Malone and Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I feel like that was it.
You had a bar song, Tipsy.
Oh, there's that.
And you had Not Like Us from Kendrick Lamar. So, I mean, last year there was. Sure. So what is it this year? It's 617-655-1234. Katie's from Salem. What do you think? What is your Song of Summer?
Okay, so for all the parents out there, it's basically anything from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Yeah,
if you haven't seen it, you should.
No. I know it's huge. That's on Netflix, right?
Netflix. You can do Golden, Idol,
right?
Anything.
Yeah, I know it's popular, but it's not. It hasn't So the thing for a Song of the Summer is Everybody has to know about it. Like, yeah, grandma
no matter what
has
kind
to know
of music
about
you
it.
Like, yeah, no matter how old you are.
Right.
Well, they're breaking BTS records right now. So
wow, I'm
going to
go listen.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, friend.
Thank you, Katie.
No problem.
Lynn from Gloucester. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. What are you thinking for Song of the Summer?
Messy by Lola Young.
Oh, I do like that song.
That's a sweet song. That is a sweet song.
It's a great song.
Yeah, I like it.
That song has grown on me quite a lot.
Yeah. But does everybody know that song?
I feel like it's that one song that you don't know what it's called or who sings it, but it comes on and you're like, you know the one that goes, end up so messy? Kind of like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like it. I hear you.
All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Pink Pony Club is fun, too. Thank you.
There you go. Yeah, what about Pink Pony Club?
Rachel from Billerica, you wanted to say Pink Pony Club,
oh, yeah?
Right?
Hey, yeah, it's definitely Pink Pony Club, and I want to tell you why.
Give it
okay.
To
there's a fantastic band that plays on the Cape called the Boston Naturals, and if you haven't seen them, you're missing out. And this summer, they've been playing Pink Pony Club, and their crowd ranges from kids in their 20s who are with their parents, and there's people in their 70s, and every single person in the club is singing that song. And if they don't know it by the beginning, they know it by the end.
Ah,
and so that's the
interesting.
Song of the summer.
No,
I like it.
I agree with you that song has transcended generations. The only issue I have with it being the song of the summer is that it was released in 2023.
We did not play that song in 2023.
I understand that. But it was released
But that's the way summer songs work, though.
But we started playing it in 2024.
Well, sometimes things take a little while to get where they're going.
So you can't be the song of the summer of 2025 if the song has been out for 2 years, is my issue.
Sure you can, because it wasn't popular until now. It wasn't in people's ear holes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I'm with Kennedy. It became in people's ear holes in the summer of 2025.
There
it is.
There it is. I don't think I knew the song till then.
All right. Thank
you. Thank you, friend.
Thanks, Rachel.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hey, good morning, Allison.
Hey, good morning, Carson.
Song of the summer, what do you have?
That song, I think it's called I'm Here for Someone Else.
Benson
when
Boone.
He goes into the bar and
yep.
The girl he used to be with, he
Benson
sees
Boone.
He's not there for her.
I feel like it's a great Blink U song. But I don't
love
think it's song of the summer.
No, I don't love the song because it made me cry the first time I heard it. I felt so badly for the girl.
My dear.
But it has a really good beat.
Song of the summer should make you want to roll down your windows, get to the beach, pop open some cocktails with your girls,
right. And
shake it. Yeah. That song ain't it.
True.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Have a good day.
Bye.
All right. I have the song of the summer, Kennedy.
Let's hear it. No. Absolutely not. No. The jury has said not guilty. No.
All right. I would like to say this is the song of the summer.
Yep.
I think this is it for me.
I concur.
I think this has all the vibes of a summer party.
When it came out, it made me so happy. I was vibing all the time.
Everybody, I think you go to any party.
I'd love to hear it.
All generations, they know it.
All right. Done.
All right, we have made the decision.
We're all done.
Nobody else has made the decision.
Everything.
We have made the decision here this morning.
Yeah.
Rosé and Bruno Mars, APT, Song of the Summer,
done.
2025.
Check.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be, there's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Alyssa from Weston.
Hi, Alyssa.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. Producer Dan is off on vacation this week. Intern Mac has been writing the question, and I feel like you're just trying to inflict punishment.
I actually think that this batch of questions is very fair, and if you have legitimately decent pop culture knowledge, you will do just fine. And that's the Intern Mac promise.
All right, you heard it from the man himself, Intern Mac. Kennedy's gone into that studio. She can't hear anything that's happening. Question number one. Francis Ford Coppola is resting after having a heart surgery in Italy. Which legendary gangster movie series is he known for directing?
Godfather.
10 years ago today, Hamilton opened on Broadway. Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
22 years ago today, Freaky Friday was released. Who does Jamie Lee Curtis switch places with in that movie?
Oh my God. Lindsay Lohan.
Carrie Underwood has ditched her classic blonde hair and is now a brunette. How did Carrie Underwood get famous?
American Idol.
Jamie Gertz from The Lost Boys and 16 Candles might be the richest woman in Hollywood. Her husband has a net worth of $13 billion, and they own the NBA's Hawks. What city do the Hawks play in?
Oh, no. Atlanta?
Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Alyssa?
I am a teacher on the last remaining weeks of vacation, so reading, cleaning, just sitting as much as I can.
Can we talk about down south and they go back to school already? They're already back. All my friends are posting pictures. First day of school was Monday.
Yeah. I can't believe it. We couldn't do that here because of the air conditioning issues.
No. School vacation for the summer should be Memorial Day to Labor Day. That's it. That should be it. In August, what are we doing to these kids? It is still summer.
They had all of June. I don't know.
They should have June, July, August. I digress. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Alyssa got 5 out of 5.
Oh!
Woo!
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
Not going to tell you which ones you got right or wrong. It adds to the suspense. Question number one. Francis Ford Coppola is resting after having heart surgery in Italy. Which legendary gangster movie series is he known for directing?
Godfather.
10 years ago today, Hamilton was opened on Broadway. Who created and starred in Hamilton?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
22 years ago today, Freaky Friday was released. Who does Jamie Lee Curtis switch places with in that movie?
Lindsay Lohan.
Somebody texted in and said Phoenix, Arizona went back last week.
Oh.
What are we doing? Question number four. Carrie Underwood has ditched her classic blonde hair and now apparently is a brunette, Kennedy.
Mm-hmm.
How did Carrie Underwood get famous?
American Idol.
Question number five. Jamie Gertz from The Lost Boys and 16 Candles might be the richest woman in Hollywood. Her husband has a net worth of over $13 billion. And they own the NBA's Hawks.
Well played, sis.
What city do the Hawks play in?
Atlanta.
Question number one, you said The Godfather. That is correct. Question number two, you said Lin-Manuel Miranda. Question number three, you said Lindsay Lohan. Yes, of course. Question number four, American Idol for Carrie Underwood. And question number five, you said Atlanta?
I did.
That is correct.
Woo-dee-woo!
A text from the 617. Kids can be in school 11 months a year.
Got him.
5-5 is the final score. Whenever we have a 5-5 tie, we give you the money because...
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
That is right. That is right. You don't get the win, but we give you the $100. Oh, that is so good. Well, Alyssa, we appreciate you listening and playing. We are going to give you the $100, but you didn't win. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Alyssa from Weston, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Oh, but you can tie her.
Carson and Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Oh, we lost our contestant, Mac. They're gone. Can you go see if you can get somebody on, please? There's a line ringing. It might be them. KB Kennedy brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. We had, said Daily from Franklin was supposed to be playing, but
phones.
Yep, you know, technology happens.
Put a man on the moon.
Yep.
Can't get a phone.
Intern Mac is in there. This is what happened when producer Dan has gone on vacation. Things just fall apart.
That's it.
It's him. Dan, we're here. Let's call him.
No.
Say this is your fault.
No, never.
Hold on, we got somebody. Okay. Colleen from Norwell, are you there?
Yes, hello.
Good morning, Colleen. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
Great. You are in. It is the 1K CBK, $1,000 on the line. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. You understand how this works, right? You answer more right than Kennedy. You win $1,000. She's now over in that soundproof studio, and she can't hear anything that's happening. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. The trailer for a new movie called Rental Family has been released, and it depicts a man who's hired as a family member in Tokyo, which is apparently a real thing in Japan. The lead actor of the movie is known for playing Encino Man. Who is the actor?
I don't know.
Who is that in the background trying to help, Colleen?
My mom. We're playing together.
All right, what's your mom's name?
Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Here we go. Question number two.
Hi.
Lady Gaga leads all nominees for the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards with 12. She's followed by Bruno Mars with 11 and Kendrick Lamar with 10. What does MTV stand for?
Music television.
Question number three. Lainey Wilson was a special guest at a Mumford and Sons show in New Orleans recently, and they even performed this song from Shania Twain. Take a listen and then name the song.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Colleen, does your mother ever let you get a word in edgewise around here?
I do my best.
Question number four. Jay-Z is reportedly the favorite to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show, followed by maybe Post Malone, Miley Cyrus, Bad Bunny, or Metallica. Who performed in 2024?
Kendrick Lamar, right? Kendrick Lamar.
And question number five. Howard Stern's time at Sirius Satellite Radio is coming to an end, apparently, after 20 years. Can you tell us his producer's nickname, which men still annoyingly yell at golf tournaments all the time?
Oh, my. Baba Booey.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Oh, this was an adventure. What an adventure. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Somebody said that note I was singing was G diminished.
Yay, music nerds.
Colleen got 4 out of 5 correct.
Ooh, all right.
Well, I'll say that Colleen's mom, Shannon.
Yeah.
With a big assist.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
All right. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
The trailer for a new movie called Rental Family has been released, and the story depicts a man who's hired as a family member in Tokyo, which is apparently a real thing in Japan. The lead actor is known for playing Encino Man. Who is he?
Brendan Fraser.
Yes, that is correct. It looks like a really interesting movie. Because obviously he's not Japanese, but he's hired to be a part of their family.
Mm-hmm.
1-0. Question number two. Lady Gaga leads all nominees for the 2025 MTV Video Music Awards. What does MTV stand for?
Music Television.
2-1. Question number three. Lainey Wilson was a special guest at a Mumford & Sons show in New Orleans recently. And they even performed this song from Shania Twain. Take a listen.
What's the song?
Yes.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
3-2. That is correct. Question number four. Jay-Z is reportedly the favorite to headline the 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. Who performed last year?
Kendrick Lamar?
4-3. Question number 5. Howard Stern's time at Sirius Satellite Radio is apparently coming to an end after 20 years. You know, we actually did the morning show on this station right here back in the day.
Yeah. It's wild.
What is his producer's nickname, which men still annoyingly yell at golf tournaments all
Baba
the time?
Baba Booey!
Baba Booey is correct.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Oh, my gosh.
Fa-fa-flo-high.
Fa-fa-fo-high. All right, 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Colleen, you and your mom, Shannon, are a delight. You call in anytime, but next time, Colleen, don't have your mom around, okay?
Wow.
I think you could have won it. I think you could have won it without her.
Thank you.
Or you'd have gone 0-for-5, probably.
Oh,
actually.
My.
All right, Colleen and Shannon, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Colleen and Shannon from Norwell, and we can't beat Kennedy.
I love the show. They're real, they're fun, down to earth.
They're pretty funny. I like that Carson and Kennedy.
It gets me ready for the day.
Thank you for listening to the Carson and Kennedy Show.
Carson and Kennedy, you're great. Obsessed.
If you want more of the Carson and Kennedy Show or missed Can't Beat Kennedy,
I like to try to beat Kennedy.
Check out Mix1041.com or download the free Odyssey app.
Love